In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, I just, you watch practice, you know, you're out there every day and you see how guys perform in practice. And he was bringing it, you know, he was showing us a lot of progress. Yeah, I do. I think he's starting to get a sense back there. You know, it's such a processing the game inside the game when you're a player is so much about just feel, you know, and you call it feel, call it what you want, but that all the awareness of being able to calculate all the different crazy things that can happen inside of a play at the level of the NFL. I mean, I think you can only understand that if you've played in the NFL, which I haven't. We need to be scoring touchdowns down there, and we're good enough to do it. We just, it's a combination probably of putting our guys in the best position we can with, you know, great plays and creative things to do. You got to run the ball in the red zone. That's really important. And then you got to do things right down there and find a way, you know, find a way to get open. It did catch my attention, yes. So I went back and I watched it. And because we didn't have a game plan for that. If we did, I would have been happy. But we're not going to do anything illegal. You know, if you stem, you make a move call, which is what you do. You're allowed to say move. You're not allowed to say set or hut or anything else. Or cadence, which we never have done.
John Harbaugh addressing what Aaron Jones said after the Vikings game on Sunday, where the Ravens won 27-19. But Minnesota was flagged for 8 false start penalties at home. Adjust my volume here. Which is crowd silent then.
Right.
They're going nuts when the Ravens have the ball. And Aaron Jones implied that maybe the Ravens were kind of reading things and didn't necessarily say on two or hut and all of this nonsense, but implied that they were maybe throwing the cadence off a little bit to confuse J.J. McCarthy.
Well, yeah, what they would do, Bob, is, you know, probably be linebacker or D lineman, one of them, you know, and when the quarterback's given the cadence or whatever, the D lineman or the linebacker will go, move!
Yeah.
You know?
And then,
yeah.
But 8 false starts, that's incredible.
Oh, that's 3 by the right tackle.
Yeah, O'Neal. But as John just said, or said yesterday, as we just heard, nah, it's against the rules for one. Everyone looks for gamesmanship in some way, shape, or form. I mean, the game itself, they had 13 penalties total. Ravens had, what, 5? It was just an incredibly ponderous game because the laundry was all over the place. But, Vinny, you watch the film, and we'll get into film study tomorrow. We all watch the game. Do you think the Ravens might have been doing something that could have influenced them, Minnesota, in a negative way in regards to all of the 8 ball starts is a ton.
Yeah. And you know what, Bob? Maybe I'm sure, because it sounds like, listening to Harbs, you know, we're allowed to stem and say move, so right. You know they did that. And then when it's working, keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I got no problem with that. It's within the rules. You can do it. They can do it. except there's no reason for them because the crowd's so loud. You know, shame on them for – I mean, you practice it all the time in practice, you know, with people doing stuff in 2 days and all that other stuff. Shame on them. You know, and Bob, guess what's going to happen this week, whoever they play? They're going to be – when they stem and do all that, move!
Yeah, Minnesota, by the way, they will be hosting the Bears.
Yeah.
Coming up on Sunday afternoon. So that subject's been addressed by John Harbaugh because Aaron Jones brought it up after the game. And also heard John Harbaugh talking about the Ravens' struggles in the red zone. And I guess Vinny goes back to the offensive line sucking, maybe.
Well,
play calling an issue here to any level or no?
Well, before people would bitch, you know, hey, you're in the red zone. Why don't you give it to Henry?
Right.
All right. So they line up on first down and they give it to Henry and he gets nothing. You know, and they get stuffed. I'm telling you, Bob, all the offensive problems, it's all about the O-line. It's all about the offensive line. And if you wanted to, you could just say left guard, right tackle. Those are the issues right now. Inconsistencies, left guard, right tackle. Total inconsistencies. And then they're getting stuffed. You know, so that's the problem. And in pass protection, where do they got problems in pass protection, Bob? Left guard, right tackle. That's what it always comes down to. I mean, because, you know, Bob, last year, Falele, the latter part of the season, he was playing pretty decent. Rosengarten was playing very well.
Yep.
You know, they were letting him block one-on-one. McCary played well. You know, now those three positions are getting them killed in the run and the pass. So, I mean, you know, the offense is 100 yards less per game. Doesn't look as pretty. The running back to me, you know, Derrick Henry, he's hesitant because he's never got a hole. So he kind of is, he can't get those, you know, get that 6'3", 250 going downhill and get his feet going, which is what he does best. You know, so he's like tentative and never gets going. And then he's easier to tackle. And, you know, I mean, that's probably why, you know, Keaton Mitchell, when he come in, boom!
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to hold a block for but a half a second, and that's all they could. So I'm extremely disappointed in left guard, right tackle.
Now with Henry too, to your point, he's been getting hit a ton before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. Last year, that wasn't a problem.
No.
And once he got to the next level, we saw, guy ever saw him as 7 yards a carry for a lot of the season. This year, it's been a struggle. He heated up a little bit, I guess, in the second half against Minnesota. But outside of the first three quarters against Buffalo, he hasn't resembled the Derrick Henry of 2024.
Right. And Bob, who's got the worst run defense in the league? Buffalo. You know, but I mean, you look at Barkley and you look at Derrick Henry, both basically 2,000-yard rushers last year, and both led the league in running before contact. I mean, they wouldn't get hit for like three yards or whatever. And what's the matter with Philly's O-line? They're beat up. Mm-hmm. You know, they got guys out. Ravens, you know, I mean, they just regressed on the right side and the left guard. You know, McCary, you can say what you want, and he got paid. There's a huge drop-off, and that's the issue right now. I mean, it all comes back to that, in my opinion. I mean, I'll bet you if you sat down with Harbs or Monken or any of those guys and say, off the record, what the hell is the problem? That effing old, you know, that fucking...
and we're on Vidya, too. But either way, the offensive line has struggled, and Derrick Henry is not duplicating by any stretch of the imagination what he did last year. Same with Saquon Barkley. We'll get into Monday Night Football when we come back from the first break, because, man, another snooze fest. First scoreless Monday Night Football game in like 15, 16 years. Green Bay struggling offensively in a big way. Their defense showing up, but their offense is not. Also heard John Harbaugh talking about Keandre Jackson made the big play in special teams, starting to become noticed. And same with Malachi Starks. We were talking about him, got a second straight pick or second game with a pick. So starting to see the defense come alive and some of the youngsters contributing to the cause as well. And John Harbaugh gave them just praise yesterday.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like Jackson, you didn't know who you didn't know his name, but you said, damn, 39 keeps popping up, man, on coverage units and stuff, and he did. And then, you know, you find out, Jackson, yeah, 39. Because it's like, who's 39? You know, because he kept showing up making plays. And he does a good job, you know, on the coverage stuff. And the Gunners, I mean, like Martin and even Keaton Mitchell on the coverage stuff, because they're so fast, they can get down the field. So, yeah, I mean, special teams was good. Special teams is making progress. And you know what? Cleveland, playing Cleveland this week, they gave up a kick return for a touchdown and a punt return for a touchdown. So we'll see.
Yeah, Keandre Jackson out of Illinois State, a rookie earning himself some significant minutes for a team that's creeping closer to 500. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Cleveland coming up on Sunday, 4:25. You just mentioned the Browns losing at the Jets on Sunday, so who knows what's going on there. We got notes from the North coming up at 11:30, going to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and obviously Cleveland as we get you ready for week 11 of the NFL season, something we've discussed last day, because it's only Tuesday. By the way, happy Veterans Day. Yeah. Let's get to that. And, you know, my dad was in the Army.
My dad was Marine.
My uncles were in the Army, both grandfathers, cousins, nephews, and we all have military friends and family. And, you know, tip of the cap to the men and women who have made this happen. I mean, we're sitting here babbling about special teams and turnovers. I mean, they're out there paying the ultimate sacrifice in some cases, sadly, for their country. So Veterans Day, thumbs up to all of you who have served. But Justin Tucker maybe was getting served, if you will, during the massage therapies. Was cut by the Ravens. Suspended for 10 weeks by the NFL. That 10 weeks has expired. He is eligible today to sign with another team. It's not coming here.
No.
Ravens don't need a kicker. And Justin Tucker's a guy that, depending on, he hasn't been charged criminally. There are no civil lawsuits. It's just a guy who, if he's guilty of these allegations, and the NFL did its due research, right?
Yep.
They figured he was, to a level which they suspended him, and the Ravens got rid of him. Said it was a football decision. I think we all know if these allegations didn't come out, Justin Tucker be kicking for the Ravens right now.
No, I would agree with that. Although he did, he was only 70%. He wasn't good
but
kicking.
After the bye, he was perfect.
Yep. And Eric had said at the one press conference, yeah, we expect to have Justin Tucker back.
But either way, he's eligible to come back. I said all along he's kicking for somebody this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be an immediate signing? I mean, the Rams could really use a kicker.
No doubt.
Atlanta's had how many this year? Green Bay, did you see the end of that game last night? That dude trying to kick that game-time field goal?
Well, Peyton Manning said that he was his teammate, McManus. That's how old a kicker he is.
Yeah, and he kicked like a guy that played with Peyton Manning. But that was brutal. But either way, Tucker's signed when?
I think, Bob, what you got to do first is...
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bring him in, meet with him, try him out, you know, get his side of the story, the whole thing, because you're going to get some media backlash. So, you know, what you do is you bring him in and you see you try him out, and then you let it be known that he is there and you see what the backlash is. You know, I mean, if it's huge and people are, you know, picketing outside your building and stuff, I don't know if it's worth it. But
hey, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
If you're is back and his allegations, and he paid restitution.
Yeah. I asked Preston about it on Sunday, you know, and he said, listen, when I was young, I made mistakes too, you know, and, you know, when he was active in the massage stuff, which was like his first 2 years in the league. You know, he's grown up and he's matured, and, you know, we'll see. I think, Bob, I would bring him in for, if I'm the Rams guy, he didn't have any field goals. He made all his PATs. So are you comfortable with that? Or, you know, you bring Tucker in? Because I saw, I don't know, a month ago or 5 weeks ago, I saw him, you know, on Instagram or whatever it was, you know, him kicking down at the University of Texas indoors at the facility. So, you know, he's been working out. You know, he's been preparing. So, I mean, if I'm the Rams or somebody like that, yeah, I would definitely bring him in and work him out. I'd bring him in today, Bob.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. You want to crank to 12, send your song request to Nolan McGraw. Plot Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Ravens off today, but they go to Cleveland. 7.5-point favorites over the Browns. Maryland hoops tonight, taking on Alcorn State. You can hear that game starting at, well, our coverage starts at 6, but tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Maryland trying to pick up their second win of the year. Maryland football, they're at Illinois. Coming up on Saturday, Terps getting 15.5 in that one. Orioles have a new first base coach. Got free agency about to loom here in Major League Baseball. General manager meetings are happening as we speak. Anything you want to get into, feel free to do so. Kevin Ostreicher, Ravens Wire, 11 o'clock. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan here on this Tuesday. Dirty Dozen coming up later in the hour. Who's number one in football?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.